Johann Heinrich Schmelzer's Ballet of the Little Spirits, music from that here on Kansas Public Radio this Thursday morning. That was Philip Pickett with the New London Consort. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me on this rainy morning. It's about 53 degrees out, and, well, it's supposed to get warmer, and then it's going to get colder at some point. This morning I have music about fish, yes, in about 10 minutes, because the weather's fishy. It's very confusing. It's confusing my brain. Hopefully it's not confusing yours too much. So I thought I'd start out with some easy listening. Mozart is up next, one of his earlier symphonies, Symphony No. 4. He actually composed this when he and his family were on a grand tour of Europe in 1765. It's pretty nice, and the second movement, I would say, is very serene. So it will be a lovely little listen. It's a short symphony. It's one of his earlier ones, like I said. This is with Hans Graf and Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra right now on Kansas Public Radio. The Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra by Hans Graf here on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Symphony No. 4. Wow, very charming indeed. I think I maybe saw a little flicker of lightning here at Kansas Public Radio out the window. I'm in a soundproof room, so I can't hear if there's thunder, but looks like it's a little stormy out there, folks. Enjoy the weird weather while it lasts, I suppose. For now, we are going to go fishing. What on earth do I mean? It's time for Schubert's Quintet, the Trout Quintet, and I bet you are all just dying to know why it is called that. Well, it's actually, the fourth movement is based on one of Schubert's earlier songs, The Trout, which depicts a trout playfully swimming in a stream before being caught by a fisherman. This is one of my favorite quintets to play and listen to. It's quite a nice recording. It's with Frank Glaser on piano, Harold Siegel on double bass, Leonard Sorkin and Irving Ilmeyer, and George Sopkin, cello, viola, violin, respectively. Wow. It's going to be a fun listen. It's right now on KPR. Schubert's Trout Quintet here on Kansas Public Radio. Frank Glaser on the piano, Harold Siegel on the bass, Leonard Sorkin on violin, Irving Ilmeyer on viola, and George Sopkin on cello. Ooh, it's raining out there, and it's stormy, definitely stormy. We're in the 50s. There's some lightning nearby the University of Kansas, so don't go out for any walks. Just stay here, stay inside, or stay in your car listening to music. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Among Palestinians when the war in Gaza began.
You know, some days we were shooting scenes that we were watching come across our news feeds, things that were happening in Gaza.
I'm Juana Summers, the new film, All That's Left of You, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here, weekdays on Kansas Public Radio, beginning at 3 p.m. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, offering recycling and composting services, package-free groceries, and locally grown food. More details at fullcirclesustainability.org. It's 10 o'clock. The news is up next. We've got an inch of rain ahead, is what my little weather thing here says, and there's more on the way up from Emporia. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva.
NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Ravel's A Boat on the Ocean here on Kansas Public Radio. Claudio Abbado and the London Symphony Orchestra. I feel like we are swimming out there. It's so dark and rainy. Wow. Well, a boat and an ocean, that can only lead to La Mer, right? That's coming up towards the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, a lovely concerto by Joaquin Rodrigo with Pepe Romero on guitar, a great guitarist. This features Sir Neville Mariner with Academy of St. Martin in the Field, and it's Concerto de Aranjuez. It's right now on Kansas Public Radio. Concerto de Aranjuez here on KPR by Joaquin Rodrigo, the great Pepe Romero on guitar. He was playing with Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, where some storms were coming up, but it seems to have settled a little bit right outside my window here at the University of Kansas. It's 54 degrees out, but I know a lot of you are getting some heavy rain. It's going to continue raining for a while. It feels like we're in the ocean. And, well, there's your hint. We're about to listen to Debussy's La Mer with Charles Munch and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And I'm going to play this fun game with you where I push the button and I hope the music plays. It's been an interesting morning of either technical challenges for your host, or maybe it's the lightning. We'll see. But we're going to listen to La Mer, hopefully, fingers crossed, in 3, 2, wait for it, 1. Here we go on KPR. The Boston Symphony Orchestra playing Debussy's La Mer here on KPR. Woo. Oh, I remember back when I played with the Baltimore Symphony. That was an audition excerpt. You see, if you were a violinist and you wanted to get into an orchestra, usually some of the music from La Mer is on the audition excerpts sheet. A fun fact, it brought back interesting memories of hours of toiling. So it's kind of nice to just sit back and listen to it with you here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got more music coming up next hour. We're at about 55 degrees and rainy weather out there. This is Kansas Public Radio.
New year.
I want to ask about the United States Senate for 2026. This is a map where...
New beginnings.
So, Scott, what's your sense of how this is going to play out?
New stories.
Wow, wasn't expecting that. What do they want out of this lawsuit?
Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday morning.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. By the way, tonight, this week's Classics Live, tonight's Classics Live at 7, is Thursday, right? Yeah, it's Thursday. Okay. We bring you a Doreen Mirandi recital from last spring, 88 Squared, piano duo Karen and Jeffrey Savage, Debussy, Rachmaninoff, Amy Beach, The Wizard of Oz, and more. That's tonight at 7 with a repeat broadcast Monday evening at 8. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to get smart. They're already too smart, and play Kansas Public Radio. It's 11 o'clock. The news is up next, and I'm back with you for some more watery music on KPR.
Live from NPR News and
So we're in the red zone, but that does not mean a touchdown. It could mean a 95-yard fumble.
The emerging Senate deal would extend the subsidies for 2 years and allow people in the second year to opt for funds in a health savings account instead of a subsidy that goes to the insurer. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. This is Kansas Public Radio. The River, played by the beautiful harp Elizabeth Chardonnay here on Kansas Public Radio. In honor of all the rain, I'm sure the streets might be looking like, hopefully not, hopefully we haven't had that much rain. I'm sort of looking out the window and it sure is gray. It's 54 out right now. Ahoy, mateys. I feel like we're on the ocean. Oh, wow, that was a hint for what's coming up next. And never fear, I do have something very, very nice this hour, like Beethoven. It's Thursday. We've got some Beethoven coming up. Right now, though, the Pirates of Penzance selections. You see, on this day in 1981, there was a revival of it in New York City. It ran for 772 performances, and it won a Tony Award. Holy guacamole. So we're going to listen to just a few fun selections. I thought a little fun was in store again, so here we go. That's with Malcolm Sargent and the Pro Arte Orchestra. We've got Morrison soprano, Lewis tenor, and Milligan bass baritone right now on KPR.
Away, away, these pirates stay. Do not stay. Then why this delay?
Yes,
but you don't go.
Fun, don't you think? The Pirates of Penzance selections here on KPR, Gilbert and Sullivan. Over 772 performances in the 80s, and it won a Tony. That was Malcolm Sargent with the Pro Arte Orchestra, James Milligan, the bass baritone, Richard Lewis, tenor, Elsie Morrison, soprano. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, Tuesday, January 20th at 7:30 p.m. I'll be there. It's going to be great. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. All right, how about a Beethoven symphony, folks? Beethoven Symphony No. 4 with Claudio Abbado and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Nothing better for this Thursday morning than a Beethoven symphony. Here we go on KPR. Claudio Abbado and the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven's Symphony No. 4. Well, it looks like it's getting a little lighter out there. It's 57 degrees, so I can see here. I hope you all are staying safe and didn't get too much terrible downpours of rain. The classical music of the afternoon will continue to rain upon you, though. Ha ha ha, with Jeff Watson. He's in, and I know he's got some great picks for you. Sorry, I know my jokes are really cheesy, but it's just one of those days. This is Kansas Public Radio. I so appreciate you being here. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, Retro Cocktail Hour Party coming up soon on KPR.
Filmmaker Shireen Dibas was about to begin shooting a movie about generational trauma among Palestinians when the war...
All Things Considered is here weekdays on KPR starting at 3. That KPR's cocktail, Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30, the party, February 27th and 28th, right here in Lawrence. There's a cocktail party, seminars, and two concerts featuring Nutty and Exotica Cocktail. And if you buy tickets this week to see Nutty at Liberty Hall, you get a 30% discount. Go quick, get the details at kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to get smart and play Kansas Public Radio. It is about 1 minute after the hour. This is Kansas Public Radio, and NPR News is up next. Have a great day, folks.
Live from